We're now joined by head coach Brian Upton of the Trenton Bulldogs. They have kind of a quiet week, and I understand that they have a couple of kids that are in the same boat as me, trying to get over a little bit of illness. Hopefully it's no worse than what I have, a little bit of chest congestion, as we make our way through a Wednesday evening with the head coach of the two-time GRC champion Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Congratulations on Friday night, Coach.
Thank you very much. That was, I knew it was going to be a difficult game. It was a hard-fought game, and I just feel really fortunate that we came out on the right end of it.
It felt like a game where both teams kind of knew each other pretty well, that getting points, I even mentioned this in the broadcast, beginning of third quarter, it just kind of felt like if you got a couple of points on a possession, that was going to be a really rare and good thing.
Well, that third quarter was tough. They clamped down on us pretty hard, and we had some trouble getting good looks at the basket, but, I know after the end of the game, I thought, boy, that third quarter was horrible. And then I went back and looked in the book, and we actually won it 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a rough quarter for both teams, at least on the offensive end. But I think both teams put a high premium on defense and rebounding. And, we both just kind of gutted through that third quarter. And, you know, when we got in the fourth quarter, we had a big enough lead to withstand their run at the end and hit enough big shots. And we hit some big shots. Micah and Salem had a couple of big threes on some possessions that were critical. They hit some big shots as well, but it seemed like we always had an answer for them.
Yeah, and the three by Micah is one I was going to mention because, you know, obviously Stanbury's playing at home. They're feeling confident because they're on the home floor. And they had a big three-point shot to open the fourth quarter. I think it's probably 5, 6, 7 seconds later that Micah just comes down and just drills a clutch three. And I thought that was the biggest shot yet all night.
Well, Mike has got a knack for making a big play, and sometimes that's a shot, sometimes it's a steal. You just never know. I think that's what really makes our team good is we've got four or five kids on any given night that's capable of stepping up and making a big play, whether it's on the offensive end or the defensive end. It was funny because as bad as the third quarter was, at the beginning of that fourth quarter, I went back and watched it and I reviewed it, and there was about three or four possessions where we both scored every possession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of went from the faucet was turned off to it was wide open there for a little bit, and then it kind of calmed back down. But it couldn't be prouder for the girls. I know that's something that was on their list of things they wanted to get accomplished. We knew going into that game that, you know, we've met up with Stanbury multiple times for conference championships, whether it be basketball or softball. Those girls have a lot of pride on their side, and they want to win, and they gave it everything they had, I assume, and we just played a little bit better on that given night.
Lily Osborne is, I think she's Stanbury's best player, and certainly she hurt you with that first half, Coach, and she didn't do nearly as much. I think she had 9 in the first half and 3 in the second half. Did you put extra emphasis on her after halftime?
Well, we just talked about how, I mean, we knew going in that we had to know where she was at. She's a dangerous, she's a threat. She can drive the hole. She can hit the open three. She can get her teammates involved. We were really putting emphasis on, we just need to know where she's at. Right alongside her is their best player, their post player, Maddie, mm-hmm. number 40.
Yes.
She's a load in there. I mean, she's a tall athletic girl that knows how to use her body well and got in position a lot of times for either rebounds or easy baskets. We've talked about those two quite a bit, and I thought we did a decent job there in the fourth quarter. I think Stager girl hit a bunch of free throws to kind of get her point total up, but other than that, I thought we did a decent job on both of them, and, you know, it was enough.
Yeah, there's something to be said for, and I think it's just kind of the sorts of baskets that she gets. It seemed like Macy, I think, only had 6, but it kind of felt like everyone of Macy Moore's baskets just gave you guys a really big boost, Coach.
Well, and the reason was because she was just relentless on the boards. Her and Sydney, we won the rebounding battle in the game, and, you know, I always put a big emphasis on that because typically the team that out-rebounds the other team is going to have the best chance to win. And Sydney and Macy had some big rebounds. And I think Macy had, she had like 6 offensive rebounds, and I'm pretty sure there was one basket that she got on a pick and roll, but the other two were just on gutty offensive rebounds and stick backs, and those are always huge when you take a shot and you miss it and your own teammate gets it and sticks it right back in. That works out really well, and she played really well. Her defensive rebounding has really improved the second half of the season, and consequently she's seen a lot more court time as well.
It was a fun game to call because that game quickly, obviously you're playing for a championship, but the girls played it both sides like they're playing for a championship. It was very competitive Friday night.
Oh, definitely. And I thought as far as officiating go, they were pretty much letting them play. I mean, they weren't letting them get away with anything too egregious, but they were letting them get in there and get after it. And it was a fun game to coach. And I think the girls enjoyed it. I mean, several of them I talked to were sore the next day. They knew they'd been in a battle, and that's the way those games are supposed to be. I mean, they're high profile games. I mean, that team won 19 in a row. They didn't want to give that up, and they didn't give it up too easily. We had to go take it.
It's interesting to broadcast to me right behind the bench because I kind of overhear some of the things that you're trying to get the girls to do a little bit. And I know one of the things I heard you in the first half, Coach, and I'm sure it's just part of your coaching philosophy, is, hey, let's not go through the motions. Let's show some intensity on defense. You said that a couple of times in the first half, and it seemed like your girls responded to that.
Well, defense is, it's one of those things that it's not what you naturally want to do, When you got the ball in your hands, you got a chance to score or find a teammate to score, that's kind of the fun stuff. But, it's kind of the unfun stuff, the dirty work, the playing defense, the staying in front, getting good closeouts, the blockouts, all that type of stuff. That's the stuff that makes a difference in a game. And, I thought we kept our intensity up really good. They got some easy buckets a time or two. But for the most part, we were making them take tough shots. And if you can make them take tough shots and obviously be in the right position to get the rebound, you're going to be in pretty good shape. And I thought they responded really good. I mean, they were after it, all four quarters. We didn't take a possession off defensively, which is hard to do. But we got after it, and it was enough, which pleased everybody.
Obviously, you have a week here between games. I know a lot of people who are scheduled to play last night didn't because of the snow. So if you had a game, who knows if it would have been played or not. But you knew that you're going to have a week off from games between the first Stanbury game and the second Stanbury game. Just a couple of weeks now from districts. Does that come at a good time for your team coaches to kind of refresh the engines a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's basketball season is such a long grind. I mean, every other sport is done, a couple of 3 months and you're done, or a couple of months at the most and you're done. And this is a long grind, and bodies get tired. And more importantly, I think with these girls, that they're young enough that their bodies kind of respond pretty quickly when they've had to, make a bunch of physical exertion. But the mind takes a while sometimes to recoup, especially after a big game. So, I mean, it worked out pretty good for us. We came in on Monday and we literally just had a shoot around. We just worked on form, did some basic fundamental stuff. We took Tuesday off just to kind of regroup, and then we'll be in the gym this afternoon, getting the practice in today and tomorrow before we hit it again. Then we're going to be in a stretch. We've got a chance as a team to do something pretty special as far as season record goes, and low amount of losses during the season. So we got some stuff that we're really playing for and wanting to accomplish as a team, but even before we get to district. So hopefully we can continue to stay focused, take everything in a game at a time, and not overlook these last couple of three games that, in reality, as far as where we're going to be seated in district or that type of stuff, it's not going to have a huge impact, but it's going to have an impact on what we're feeling about ourselves. So hopefully we can keep up the intensity and keep pushing towards all the way to the end.
We talked about just how difficult it is. I have a lot of discussions about this, quite frankly, at the Class 1 level. The Tri-Counties, the Gilman Cities, it seems like they're always playing each other in tournament play, and then they come back and play each other in regular season play. So it's happened before, but it has to be somewhat challenging to get ready to go to Stanbury again. Certainly a feeling of deja vu for this Friday.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I had several Stanbury tapes before we played them of games they played this season. I went back and watched both the games that we played last year. I've watched the game that we played this year. I'm one of those coaches that I'm trying to figure out, okay, if I'm the other coach, what am I trying to do different in order to be successful, and then prepare our girls that if we see it, we're not surprised by it. And I think there's a few things that obviously there's things we can do better, and I think there's things on their end they can do better. It'll just be another battle. I know that they're ranked whatever in Class 2 for a reason, because they're really a good team, and they've won a pile of games because they're a really good team, and they're going to come wanting a little bit of revenge. So we're going to have to be on top of our game if we expect to go over there and get a second win inside of a week there.
I know Cameron's not the best team out there in the MEC, but they are in the MEC. You know, we say this about Chillicothe all the time. They're going to be used to playing physical basketball, the Bentons, the Lafayettes, the Chillicothes, and you got to go down there on Tuesday. That'll be a challenge.
Well, it will be. I mean, they're a class above us, and I've got some game film on them. I've watched some games. They played really well at times. You know, they've been in a lot of games. It seems like they've had a quarter here or maybe a quarter and a half stretch where they have trouble scoring and the game kind of gets out of hand. But Coach Wink's got. The game I watched just the other day was the second of two games that I watched, and they flat got after it. I mean, they've got he's got some good athletes. They play a physical style of defense, and if we roll in there thinking that, well, you know what, this is what we got to do is show up. Those are the kind of games that can catch you, and it's probably nobody. I don't know if anybody was more surprised, maybe Darren, that Chili beat Benton here a week or so ago. But those things can happen. I think Benton's one of the top teams in the state, and don't get me wrong, Chillicothe's got a really, really good team. But to go into Benton's gym and beat them the way they did, those things happen if you're not ready to play. And I'm sure that game I didn't get to see all of it. Part of that was the way Benton played, and part of that's the way Chillicothe played. They played really good that night. But we need to go do our part and play really well.
Well, and your team,
you make the other team outplay us.
Absolutely, and your team has reached the point now, and I see it every time that you hit the floor, Coach. If somebody is able to beat your program, it makes their whole season. I think your program has that sort of status right now, where if you go into somebody's gym, you're going to get their best shot.
Well, we've gotten it all year. I mean, there's games that have really surprised me, and the amount of tenacity and the effort played by the other team, and I mean, they flat get after it. That's a mark of respect for a good team. I think we're a good team, and people want to go out there and play well. We haven't got anybody that just came in and said, oh, there's the Trenton girls. Let's just roll over and not try. That's not how that works. They come after you with everything they got, and if we're not ready, or we have a subpar night and they're playing well and we're not mentally into it, bad things can happen, and that's why I have to commend this group. Is they've stayed focused all year, and it's a long year. I mean, we started back around Halloween, and we're still going, and we still got hopefully another 3 or 4 weeks if things go well. It's just one of those things that you got to stay focused. You got to stay, and I talk a lot to the girls about staying intense, staying in the moment, in what we're trying to get done, and as long as they can keep their focus and keep their intensity up, we're a tough out for people.
Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll see you Friday night up at Stanbury.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.